Now, the issue there is going to be whether somebody can take 2 years off Tarceva and that be tolerable in terms of toxicity. And I think it's going to be tolerable for most patients. The first 2 months may be rough, but as you know, the majority of people after 2 months of Tarceva start having toxicity subsidus. So the skin rashes tend to be better. There's always going to be a minority of people that need a reduction or will not tolerate or will come to the office and say, I cannot do this. We did this when still the drug was not approved. I put some patients that were clearly the non-smokers fully resected on Tarceva. And I remember a couple of patients that came and said that they couldn't do it. It was rough on them to take
this. Cosmetic or symptoms or both?
Symptoms.
What did you do to try to prevent or treat it?
Well, as you know, this is an area where there has been little attention. I think everybody recognizes, particularly at the beginning of using these drugs, the nurses, that this is a problem and they don't know what to do. I myself, and everybody's different, will use a moisturizer without alcohol or perfume, and will use tetracyclines, oral tetracyclines. There was, I think, a study at ASCO that showed that the incidence of rash with tetracycline was not lower, but there seemed to be less grade 3s or severe rashes. I don't use topical steroids. I don't use topical elidel and those things. We used at the beginning. I had several patients that it seemed to me that topical steroids were making things more complicated. So I will use a moisturizer and the tetracyclines, and if it gets to the point patient cannot tolerate, I'll reduce the dose or stop for a week.